This is the Aspen Public Radio newscast. I'm your host, Megan Tackett, here with your top stories this Thursday. Garfield, Pitkin, and Eagle counties are now under Stage 1 fire restrictions. That's as wildfires ignite across the western slope. But those areas have also been under red flag warnings and fire weather watches. Aspen Public Radio's Michael Finelli has more on what it all means.
Fire restrictions are set at the county level, and officials say they'll try to keep them consistent across the three Roaring Fork Valley counties. They each entered the first stage of those restrictions yesterday. That means fireworks are prohibited, smoking and using spark-producing equipment are restricted near flammable materials, and campfires are limited to designated areas. But the National Weather Service can also issue red flag warnings and fire weather watches separately. Those both signal that a combination of strong winds, warm temperatures, and low humidity are creating fire-prone conditions. A red flag warning is more immediate, while a fire weather watch is a forecast of weather to come. When in doubt, avoid creating sparks or flames in flammable areas. That means securing chains on your vehicle, making sure campfires are cold to the touch before walking away, and never throwing cigarette butts out the window. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Michael Finelli.
Meanwhile, Governor Jared Polis declared a statewide drought emergency last week. Parts of the Roaring Fork Valley, like Aspen and Basalt, are under mandatory water restrictions, and other towns have voluntary restrictions. Roaring Fork Conservancy has a resource page on its website with links to all the local fire and water restrictions. A backyard fire in North Rifle quickly spread to wildland areas and structures on Wednesday. That's according to Colorado River Fire Rescue. The agency initially responded to the fire at approximately 4:01 p.m. yesterday in the 100 block of Willow Creek Circle. Strong winds and heavy fuel conditions quickly caused the fire to spread into a wildland area along Government Creek, according to a press release. The fire continued to spread to the roof of an 8-unit apartment building at the Rifle Creek Apartments. It's believed to be a total loss after sustaining significant damage. Firefighters rescued one dog from an apartment. Evacuations went into effect, with a temporary shelter set up at the Garfield County Fairgrounds, though the Glenwood Springs Post-Independent reports that most residents were allowed to return last night and firefighters had knocked down the flames. The cause of the fire, which burned an estimated 8 to 10 acres, is under investigation. The Spring Creek fire has stayed steady at 15 acres since evening yesterday, according to reports from Eagle County. The fire was formerly called the Thomasville Fire and is burning northeast of Rudi Reservoir. 95 firefighters and one helicopter were on the scene as of about noon yesterday. Fire activity is expected to pick up this afternoon as temperatures and winds increase. An evacuation order has been in place since Tuesday evening for the Eagle County section of the Eagle-Thomasville Road. The Paradise Creek Fire is now contained, says the Glenwood Springs Fire Department. The fire was down to 4.54 acres at last measure. The fire is expected to keep burning over the next few days, with visible smoke in the area. Firefighters will continue to monitor the situation. The right lane of I-70 westbound is still closed between exit 114 West Glenwood and exit 111 South Canyon. In arts and culture news, the Aspen Fringe Festival's 18th annual June Fest returns tomorrow, and this year, some award-worthy plays will debut at the Wheeler Opera House. That includes the Colorado premiere of Still, an off-Broadway play about two former lovers who reconnect after 30 years, and Angry Alan, the first Aspen Fringe Festival commissioned play, and it starred John Krasinski. Both were nominated for the Outer Circle Critics Award, and Krasinski was nominated for Best Actor. Fringe Festival founder David Lettingham says despite these commercial successes, the event is still for the locals.
Performing arts, and especially theater and dance, it helps you kind of navigate through the world. And you come together in a theater next to people that you may disagree with, but you all have a shared experience. And I feel like it really builds community. So that's kind of what it's about.
The theme of the fest is the search for silver linings. Only in darkness can you see the stars. The Fringe Festival runs on Friday and Saturday at the Wheeler Opera House. And in regional news, a new report from Colorado River experts says water levels in major reservoirs are even closer to, quote, devastating consequences than current data show. As Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, the authors say another dry winter this year would bring those reservoirs to the brink.
Federal data about Lake Powell and Lake Mead, which are both partially in Arizona, shows they're about a quarter full. Anne Castle, one of the report's authors, argues that the amount of usable water in those reservoirs makes them functionally closer to zero, since they have to store a minimum amount or risk dams and hydroelectric generators not working.
That undermines the value of the entirety of the Colorado River reservoir system, and we don't want to get there.
Castle called on state negotiators to urgently come up with a plan to keep more water in those reservoirs by cutting back on use instead of just adding water from other reservoirs upstream. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
Pregnancy-related deaths among Indigenous women is higher than any other ethnic group. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports on efforts to address the issue.
The circle of life begins with the birth of a child.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention's Hear Her campaign is expanding its outreach with messages supporting healthy pregnancies. The public service announcements online are meant for Indigenous women who face disproportionately higher pregnancy-related health challenges.
My name is Mona Nojakam, and I'm from Taos Pueblo, New Mexico.
Videos like these help Indigenous women trust their own concerns about their health. The campaign advises women to watch for potentially life-threatening warning signs like persistent headaches, excessive swelling, and trouble breathing, among other conditions, and to be prepared to seek help.
Trust yourself. You are the expert of yourself, of your body, of your experience.
Data shows the vast majority of maternal deaths occur after giving birth. Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
Hundreds of people rallied at the Utah State Capitol in Salt Lake City last Saturday to protest a proposed data center in Box Elder County that would be one of the largest facilities of its kind in the world. Shanna Barton is a community organizer who spoke at the Dump Data Centers rally. Barton is with the group Box Elder Accountability Referendum, or BEAR, which is leading an effort to stop the project.
It was a beautiful moment of people coming together, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Forward Party, everybody. Something really special is happening in Box Elder and around Utah. The members of BEAR are thrilled and touched that people from Utah want to be part of our movement.
Organizers with BEAR are now gathering signatures to place a referendum before voters that would overturn the unanimous approval of the data center project by Box Elder County commissioners. The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team. News Director Hallie Zander, Associate Editor Sage Smiley, reporters Reagan Mertz, Michael Finelli, Hannah Weaver, and me, your host, Megan Tackett. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett, Sarah Torrey, and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.